This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour you're listening to the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with some good news for a change.
Yay!
Yay! The National Retail Federation predicts happy holidays for our economy because of the confidence from American consumers. Certainly good news for all of us who are in the advertising business. That's a cool thing. So save your money so you can spend your money. Maybe that's the bottom line here. People in the news. Taylor Winston. Anybody know Taylor Winston? I'll tell you a story about
it. I don't know that name, no.
Mr. Winston, who was a veteran fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's a Las Vegas resident. And he was at the concert on Sunday night. He went out into the parking lot when he heard the shots, saw people fall. He ran to the parking lot and went from pickup truck to pickup truck looking for one that had the keys in it. He found an empty one. Keys were inside the truck under the mat. As the gunfire was everywhere, this guy jumped into the truck and drove it into the event. And began picking up people who were shot and took them to the hospital.
Wow.
Imagine having the presence of mind. Yeah. And that comes from his training as a soldier.
Do we know what branch of the services he was in?
First thing he thought about, I actually do not.
I believe he was a Marine.
Brush. Was he a Marine?
Yeah,
okay.
Which makes sense to me.
Makes a lot of sense.
Total sense, yeah.
Yep. So he doesn't think about himself. He thinks about how can he help? So he loaded injured victims into the back of this pickup truck, took them to the hospital, went back again for another trip to get more victims. He transported anywhere from 20 to 30 people by his own estimation.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then he returned the truck he stole. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Sweet. I mean,
did you see what the truck owner said, Jennifer? He sent the following message. Hey, Taylor, told you might have the keys to my truck. All I want is the key. Other than that, all the water is under the bridge to me. How are the people you haul doing? And Winston replied, I have them for you, the keys. When do you want to meet for them? We're at the Monte Carlo. I took about 30 critically injured people to the hospital. Your truck was extremely important, saving those people's lives. I'm not sure whether they all made it or not. He enlisted when he was 17, discharged as a sergeant in 2011, and, of course, his military experience added to his own. He probably has some starch on his own, but, you know, just the extra. People like that are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking for real heroes. There's a guy who's a real hero. Not thinking about anything that has to do with himself or his family, just thinking about other people. God bless the guy. Good.
That's amazing. I love that.
Natalie Holloway, we all remember her?
Sure. Yeah.
Bone fragments found during a search in Aruba apparently do not belong to her. She was that teenager who vanished.
And you know the father found them, actually. The father has been looking tirelessly.
He hired a private investigator, too, I think.
Yeah, and so they found these remains, and I think that was the hope that this was finally it. And so still no match, huh?
Yeah, no, the DNA was inconclusive. So
they don't know. Well, now there's a dead body that they don't know who it is.
Yeah, who is it?
The other part of it. Yeah, they don't know. But this latest round of looking for Natalie's body came from, they got some guy who was an anonymous source who said he was there that night that she was buried, and he's the one who led them to this spot in the backyard of a house.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, and they, you know, they just, I guess this was sort of their final hope.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's so tragic. It broke up the parents' marriage. It's it's been devastating.
Next person in the news is Phelon Davis, Phelon, 29 years old, worked for Wells Fargo as a bank teller, now in the slammer, accused of stealing $185,000 from a homeless customer. He's agreed to a plea deal. The homeless, this is something in here that raises my curiosity a bit. Someone homeless who had $185,000 in the bank.
I don't have that, and I have a home.
No, you don't.
That's crazy.
Well, he didn't have it in the bank. He brought in a trash bag
deposit
full.
It. Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's his briefcase. Yeah.
He had a large balance in the bank, according to Reuters, the story about this fellow. Mr. Davis forged the guy's signature in order to get the money out. It's interesting. Look at the court documents. Over the course of a couple of years, Davis transferred $177,000 of the money between the accounts. He set up an account for himself with the guy's name on it, so he's just moving it back and forth, and that's how he got a hold of it. And the feds got him for taking $5,000 across state lines. He has to pay back all the money, or he goes to jail for 30 months. So, here's another black eye for Wells Fargo. I suppose it could have happened at any bank, though, right? Unless
I
have my bank. Yeah.
Your bank's happy about that, too, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that what has happened here is like everything else that's gotten so big. Wells Fargo is, what, the third largest bank in the world? And they don't have a clue what goes on. Look at what happened. Wasn't it Wells Fargo last year?
Mm-hmm.
People set up 5,200 accounts or something, or more than that?
Yeah. I think it was more than that. Yeah.
People didn't even know what was going on. There were thousands of accounts set up to move money around so they could make more on their commission statement.
My mom is a Wells Fargo banker, and she had an account that she said, "This isn't my account. I didn't open this."
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Speaking of cool, guess what I'm holding? I'm going to move it up. I'm going to move it up to the microphone.
Oh, boy. I'm always a little nervous when he goes into his rabbit hat.
I know.
All right.
It's actually exactly what it sounds like right now.
Yeah,
a rabbit hat.
Exactly. What are you, Carrot Top now? Like, what are you doing?
I'm squeezing something. What do you think I'm squeezing?
Your pillow?
I don't know.
Yeah, Jennifer's got it. My pillow. You all have now your new My Pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's My Pillow because it says all over the pillow, it's My Pillow. But it's squeezable. I'm assuming the position, if you go online to MyPillow.com, you see the inventor of the My Pillow holding it in both of his hands like, oh, I love this pillow. And that's kind of the way. If you could see me now, I know you're all laughing at me, but if you could see me now, I'm displaying the same sort of feeling about My Pillow. I was actually thinking when I brought the pillow upstairs of singing to the pillow. You get 50% off the 4-pillow pack, 2 premium pillows like the one I was just hugging, 2 travel pillows. You can hug those when you're driving around. Go to mypillow.com. That's mypillow.com. And use get the 4 packs, free shipping too along with this. mypillow.com, promo code DJV.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Audi show off a car that you can't drive. It has no steering wheel or pedals. However, it's just a design concept with four doors and a space for four passengers. And passengers are the key, as this is a demonstration of Audi's new driverless car. This latest technology demonstrates a combination between innovation in driver suspension, digitalization, and sustainability in a visionary manner. It will be able to cover up to 500 miles on a single charge. If you want to see the 26-inch wheels and this concept, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
This Columbus Day weekend is Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, more people in the news. Toni Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R. She's a writer. Her daughter started kindergarten this year. And when she went off, Toni Hammer was feeling pretty anxious about it. She, as a youngster, had been picked on. And so she was putting herself back in the day when she was uncomfortable at school, and she was worried her daughter would come home and tell her that she was being bullied too. So before she sent her girl to school, she decided to let her daughter know that she should never apologize for being herself. So she wrote something for all young girls who may be going through that awkward stage of being a youngster. She posted the letter to Facebook, and it's racked up 7,000-8,000 likes, shared about 5,000 times. She writes the letter, excuse me, in part, to my daughter. Don't apologize when someone else bumps into you. Don't say sorry to be such a pain when you are asking questions, expressing your thoughts, etc. She says she doesn't want her daughter growing up thinking she has to act in a certain way, look a certain way, or smile whenever anybody tells her to be her to be this way or that way. She says it's kind of scary to raise a girl in the social media age because everywhere you look, somebody has an opinion. But so often when you're a woman, young one or not so young, you share your opinion on something, you're looked down upon, called names because it seems to be easy. And it is. It's the added impact of...
And so many women do all the things that she's telling her daughter not to do. Yeah. Sorry for being a pain, but...
Yeah.
Or if someone bumps into you, oh, right. Sorry, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even know why.
Who works for me
so
at
is
the
that
farm. Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, is that the wrong response to apologize when you bump into someone or...
No, someone bumps into you.
Yeah, but is that the right... Shouldn't we all be doing that, male or female?
Just apologizing if we are the bumper, not the bumpy.
Yeah, I guess
bumpy's
someone's bumping into you, yeah.
Yeah, bumpy got nothing to apologize for, but the bumper, yes. Yeah. Good lesson. 21 after.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Detroit, auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Let's send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh, steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. I just send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving on the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the cell. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail.
It's a good song. This is Alabama. Listen to the lyrics.
For behind the scenes. And see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, Wheatfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You are the 40-hour.
Song's called 40 Hour a Week from Alabama, and it underscores some of the music that will be heard in a very unusual, they call it the One America Appeal, Deep from the Heart, taking place on the 21st of this month, a hurricane relief concert that will be attended by every one of the former presidents, Barack Obama, George W., his dad, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter. All will be at this hurricane relief concert. I wonder if Trump will show up with that group. Former president's joint effort, together raising money through the One America Appeal public service announcement. You've seen all five of the former presidents say Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction. It also brought out the best in humanity. So besides the president being there, I think that'd be... if I didn't have something I had to do here, I wouldn't mind taking that in. I think it'd be kind of fun to see them all together. Alabama performing. They're the ones in that song. We were listening to 40 Hour a Week. Let's see here. Gatlin Brothers, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, Sam Moore, the soul singer, gospel singer Yolanda Adams, Cassandy, is it Cassady Pope? Who's the winner?
Cassady.
Cassady, okay, sorry. And Lee Greenwood will be the MC. George Bush Jr., he said, Greenwood said that Bush Jr. and I, and the other distinguished colleagues in this One America Appeal are grateful to these performers, some of them old friends, some of them new, for giving their time and talent to help the cause of hurricane recovery in Texas, Florida, and the Caribbean. Old man Bush said, quote, it's important that those affected by these storms know that even if the path to recovery feels like a road that goes on forever, we're with them. So, Lyle Lovett, Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson, Paul Simon, Texas Strong is the that concert last month, remember? So that a lot of people have come together. But they said it's a reasonable effort. I'd go, actually. But I got some political stuff to do that weekend.
I'm sure eventually this will be aired somewhere on TV.
Oh, yeah, just see it on TV. Yep, yep. The Eagles are performing an invitation-only show at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville on the 29th of this month. Part of a partnership with Sirius XM, launching an Eagles channel in mid-November. Wow, that's something I'd look for. I think the Eagles are fab. Eagles' first performance at the Opry. And I guess that the concert they do will be broadcast over Thanksgiving weekend. Is that right? Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, Vince Gill, Deacon Fry, for his father, Glenn Fry. Oh, man. Take this in. Good, good, good.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
JV show on the air at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I have chemistry. Jennifer Horn. I have chemistry with Jennifer. I have chemistry with Victoria Keelan. Chemistry with Kara Schillen. Kara has chemistry with Victoria. Kara has chemistry with Jennifer. Jennifer has chemistry with Victoria. And Jennifer has chemistry with Kara. And so all together we have great chemistry. Do you follow the... Oh, stop.
That was really funny.
And Miles well, trumps all, so yes, there you go. Does.
Yep. So, there was a survey done. This is sort of shop talk. Remember in the old days when, if you were a follower, if you like Paul Harvey. Kara, you know who Paul Harvey was?
Is that Steve Harvey's brother? Or dad?
I have no idea who he is, don't worry.
Really?
No.
Jennifer. What am I going to do with these two?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know who Paul Harvey was, right?
Sure, the news guy.
Yeah. Paul Harvey was, for 50-some-odd years, probably the best-known radio newscaster in the country. Mm-hmm. And he had one of the segments that he had. In his, he was on the air 3 hours a day. I'm sorry, three times a day, in the morning, noontime, and the afternoon. With a... There was a thing. If you look... As a matter of fact, he used to sign off... Paul Harvey, good day.
Good day, yeah.
Find, Kara, a little bit of audio from him The reason that I bring it up and him up and radio, because that's the medium, even though we have a podcast, a DJV show, which you'll be able to find by. We have a new website that'll be operable either late this week or first next week. Just go to djvshow.com and you can click on the podcast and bingo. You'll hear some of the best items on and off the air from the previous week. And what we're using, we have a sense of what it is that you like and what you want. And I find it interesting because I've just looked at a survey of what people say they like in their favorite radio program. The number one word is chemistry. Chemistry. Do the people on the air sound like they like each other? That they can talk to each other? The relationship of the players and the way they get along is critical to the success of a radio program. Other issues, the program needs to be fun. And that's not to be confused, so the study says, with being funny. People are not interested in funny as much as they are fun. And that's always been the byword, even though we're not always fun here. We have ideas, especially when you kind of get into hurricanes and you get into the shootings. And so it gets to be the fun gets sidetracked for a while. But the most interesting thing I found, chemistry and comfort, which makes a lot of sense when you get right down to it. It's amazing how people are aware also of who owns the radio stations. Never before, when I was a kid, even working in radio, I knew because I was interested in radio. But most people didn't know who owned the radio station. Now, pretty much everybody does. And that's cool. So we, because of the time of day that we're on in most markets, are the best known people on the radio station. And that's kind of a nice thing as well. So I hope we serve you well. Feel free to comment to any or all of us on Twitter. It's at DJV Show is the Twitter handle, but you can also write directly to Jennifer at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Say it again, Doug. At C. Schillen, two N's on that, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. You can email me, Doug at DougSteffen.com if you want, or you can use Instagram as a connection as well. So there you have it, the reasons and the whys and the wherefores of kind of how, in an instinctive way, maybe because I grew up and Jennifer, you grew up as a radio brat, there's a certain instinct that comes with it that you kind of get after doing it a long time. Because if you're successful, you've obviously done something. I mean, I've been on the radio since I was 17 years old. So I got to have done something. I must have figured something out over the years. And Jennifer, you were even younger than that when you started, weren't you?
I was 12 when I started. Don't tell the child labor people.
Yeah, no. Well, my children were on the air when they were even younger than that.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I was on the air earlier than that. That was just when I would start to go in every single day.
Yeah. I'm using the picture of Miles in the studio with me when he was here. The kids were here in August. And that's my face on my iPhone. That's my picture. But I think we posted that online. Someday soon, now that we've got our website where we want it, we got to have a picture portfolio of all of us and things that we're doing for fun in our lives so that people can sort of see what's what and who's who. Anyway, the business of radio, first part of business news, Costco in the business news today. So this is something, again, that's pretty cool when you get right down to it. It was, I think, originally set up, Victoria, for the hurricane folks. But if you're worried about other things, this sort of reminds me back to the school days when we went to hide under the... there would be a Connell rat alert, so we went to hide under the stairwell in case there was a nuclear bomb dropping on Framingham or wherever, which is kind of silly when you look back on it. But there also have been, over the years, the move to build bomb shelters. And I actually have one, the house that I'm in, or the barn that goes to the house, has a coal cellar that has like 16-inch concrete walls in it. Could use that as a place to go run and hide if you wanted to. Costco is working on the same premise of trying to protect you or have you prepared in case you need to put yourself in a secure position for a while. They have a one-year emergency food kit, 6,200 servings of food for $1,000. Wow. Can provide enough meal, 1,200 calories a day for one adult for a year. Has 25-year shelf life. Ooh, what are we eating that has a 25-year shelf life?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
But it's better than not having anything, right?
I think a lot of it's dehydrated, so you just have to add water.
Freeze-dried stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grain. That scares me less than preservatives.
Yes, I'm with you on that one, Victoria. Cans of red wheat, instant rice, dehydrated apples, freeze-dried corn, lentils, chicken, beef. Now, these kits have been around, I guess, for a couple of years, brought into the spotlight after this past weekend article in the Detroit Free Press entitled Seeking to Survive a Disaster because of the hurricanes and that sort of thing. So there's an emergency food kit from Nutri-Store that's $6,000. So what's in that that's not in the Costco emergency food kit? It's just better?
Food the premium better? One?
The premium one.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's, fancier stuff.
Yeah.
Some cheese and crackers? I don't know.
Anyway, that's kind of interesting, though. If you're
Richard Branson and you're trapped in a wine cellar, I mean, this would come in handy if you need some dehydrated cheese and crackers.
The Puerto Rican situation brings attention around to where our drugs are manufactured. How many of us, how many of you, knew that 80% of the drugs that are manufactured, critical drugs for treating cancer and diabetes and heart disease, and a lot of medical devices are manufactured at 80-some-odd different plants in Puerto Rico? Pretty much all of them have been destroyed. So two things are going to happen. There's going to be a shortage of drugs, and the prices are going to go even crazier than they are now, just like gasoline. You know what happened when the hurricane blew into Houston? Because there are a lot of refineries in that area. Price went up in my neck of the woods about 45 cents a gallon. It's going back down. Have you noticed that? It's gone down.
I actually thought of you the other day, Doug, when I filled up the car, because the prices had gone down by about 25 cents in New Jersey now.
I haven't gone down that much here, but they've gone down 12, 14 cents here.
Yeah.
California, you never know, because it's a
Jersey's always cheaper.
Jersey has refineries.
Yeah.
So that's why it's
cheaper. But it did go up, though. I didn't think it would, but you said it would. It did.
Yeah.
Not a crazy amount. I think, Jen, you went over $3, right?
Oh, we're over $3 now.
So, but who knew that there were all these plants manufacturing drugs in Puerto Rico? I didn't know that. Did you?
Actually, I didn't.
It makes sense, though, because it's cheap labor.
All right. So that's something else that's... here's a way to not have to need drugs using the guaranteed products. I'm going to meet the doctor who put all this together today. His name is, interestingly enough, Doug as well. And the fellow that put us together said, Doug, in his email, meet Doug. This is a very practical way of addressing a very vital need. You need fiber. You need spice. You need vegetables. You need the ingredients in all the things that come from balance of nature are right there for you to look at. So free month starts off your relationship with Balance of Nature. It's balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV, please.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Out of the book Law and Vengeance, you'll see a segue. You're going to see the next book that's called Law and Addiction. And what it has to do with is that the pharmaceutical industry, specifically the manufacturers of opioids, OxyContin, the distributors primarily. We're working with a county that was 100,000 people in the county. The opioid distributors put 3 million opioids in that county over a period of about 4 months. So that gives you a sense of how bad the problem is. And when that book hits, it's going to embarrass a lot of people. It's going to make a lot of people very angry. But it's put into a fiction as well. It's called Law and Addiction.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Diga Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I was just finding one more business story that I was intrigued by. Toys R Us. Remember last week we said they went bankrupt and they were going to, they're trying to figure out how to survive. Apparently, the reality of it, especially at this time of year, Christmas time, will be a time to reinvigorate the stores and make them destinations for shoppers who might otherwise try to choose their toys online. So they're going to change the way they do business. Sometimes it takes a wake-up call like this, especially in the reality. I mean, people are buying lots of stuff because they go into these stores and nobody waits on them. There's nobody to help you. It's why bother? Okay, so the benefit is you can feel the stuff, you can touch it, but if you're ordering things that you know about, why mess around? Just go online and order them, and that's why these people are, they're getting their butts handed to them. So anyway, they're going to drive, they hope, a lot more traffic to the stores Pokemon Go? Is that one of the things you're going to be doing?
Inspired by that, yep.
Yeah, inspired by it. Okay. It's 10 for the hour.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Now 53 past the hour, time for Tech Talk here on the DJB Experience with Victoria Keevan, focused on Amazon and a restaurant that has an interesting way to take care of phones at the table. We'll dig into that. My site of the day today, Victoria, is Vector.
Ooh, I love these.
Magic. Vector Magic. It's a solution for a, if you're an artist, this is kind of an interesting way of doing art. You click on this site, Vector Magic. You can convert files from JPEG to EPS. What's EPS?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Upload
I'm
a file.
Assuming it's some EPS. Yeah, yeah, I'm assuming that those are some sort of, you know, if you're a graphic designer, those are probably things.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe this is for everything. But I was interested in the name. It's like a shiny penny for me. I thought, oh, Vector Magic, that sounds really interesting. Let's see what that's about. So they have some. Yeah, just go look around. It's educational.
Logos, graphic design, yeah, things like that. This is very very niche.
Yeah.
This is nothing's going to top Brandless. You have to top Brandless.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Here's a website I want you to go to, ZipRecruiter.com. This is something for everybody who has a business, a company that's hiring. You want to make hiring easier, more streamlined, less time-consuming, and more effective. Then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the smart way to hire people right now. You know, the quality hires are what keeps your business going, keeps your business moving forward. You know, it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job that you have, or maybe you have a dozen jobs, maybe you got 100 jobs. If you're hiring, post your job at ZipRecruiter.com. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. This is the smartest matching technology out there works so fast. The benefit is you'll get the right candidates back to you in 24 hours or less just by one click. One click. Send the job to ZipRecruiter.com, and from there it goes to hundreds of sites all over the place. So join 80% of employers who are posting on ZipRecruiter to get qualified candidates right away. ZipRecruiter.com is the smartest way to hire. Using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is even smarter because you begin using ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's going on with Amazon in Europe?
Well, first it was Apple, now it's Amazon. The European Commission says that Amazon didn't pay its fair share in taxes, and they want to collect. And they want to collect a lot, to the tune of $294 million is what they're saying is owed to the EU institution. The Commission said that that's basically Amazon has avoided paying taxes thanks to benefits that Luxembourg illegally gave the company. Now, this happened to Apple in Ireland. There was a whole big scandal with that as well. They essentially said that they had unpaid $15 billion in unpaid taxes to Ireland, but now I guess they've settled on an amount, and so the commission has noted that the Irish government hasn't collected anything yet, but they're still working on it. So this is something that the EU has really been, they've been pursuing these big companies who have gone away from America. They've gone over to Europe, and they're finding these little tax loopholes all throughout Europe. So this is probably something we're going to hear about for a while now, as these companies get bigger and bigger and generate more profit.
Let's talk about practical solutions to a problem. I know going into a restaurant, having people use their phones, really annoying. And I think most people sitting next to someone who is on a phone finds it annoying.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What's the solution at this restaurant in New York?
Well, this one restaurant is called Hearth. It's a newly James Beard Award-winning restaurant. It's they just revamped everything and made it very healthy. And so what they also wanted to do, the chef said he wants to make it digitally healthy and mentally healthy for all the customers dining there. And so he basically said that he came up with a solution. They tossed around a lot of ideas, which a lot of restaurants are doing. And he came up with a solution where they have these vintage cigar boxes on each table. And so people go in, they sit down, they get their menu, and they look over and notice that there's this funky little box that's sitting on the table. It's a conversation starter, but when you open the box up, there's a little note inside that basically says, take a moment and engage with the person that you're dining with and put your cell phone in this box for the duration of your meal. And he said that it's gotten a lot of attention. They didn't think it would, but it certainly has gone viral. People have Instagrammed their dining experiences with their cell phones in the box and things like that. And so he basically said it's not a requirement, but he said 6 out of 10 times now, people are actually putting their phones in the box and they seem to be liking it. So maybe we're having an anti-technology phase.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I think we need to balance things out. The things need to be balanced a little bit better. So that's a good story, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.